This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Jeff Van West with AvWeb and Aviation Consumer Magazine, and I'm talking today with Rob Dean, who took a Technam Sierra light sport aircraft on a trip around the American West. How are you doing today, Rob?
Doing very fine, thank you.
Rob, can you just give us a quick rundown on what this trip was so people listening have an idea of the scope of a trip we're talking about?
Yes, the trip was basically a two-week trip out west, visiting all the national parks, and it was about 2,400 nautical miles, and I flew in about 26, almost 27 hours of flight time.
And for this trip, you decided to rent an LSA. Now, why a light sport for such a long trip?
Main reason was is my medical had expired, and I was going to have some troubles getting a current medical. So I was looking at it as an LSA as pretty much the only vehicle of choice I'd be able to do the trip in.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, there are a lot of LSAs out there. You chose the Technam Sierra. Had you had experience with the Technam before? Was that what led you to choose that particular LSA, or did other things factor into the decision?
A couple of reasons why I ended up choosing Technam. I had been flying them out here on the East Coast with Chesapeake Sport Pilot at Bay Bridge in Maryland, and the Technam Sierra that I flew actually has kind of long-range tanks carrying 26 gallons of gas to give me enough range to be able to do these distances. And it also was pretty comfortable to fly with just like two fingers most of the time. So it was comfortable to fly as well.
Now, when you say comfortable, kind of give us a picture of you and yourself in the cockpit. Your father was along with you for a lot of this trip. Is that correct?
Yep. My dad was 79, just turned 80. He went along with me on the trip. So he and I were sitting side by side with dual sticks. So he and I would both fly the aircraft, sharing the flight time, even though he was a non-pilot. He was able to fly. It was just light touch on the stick, so easy to fly.
And just to give us a picture here, because I don't know, how big are you as a person?
Yeah, I'm 5'8", and he's about 5'7", so neither of us are too large. I mean, one person roughly 200 pounds, the other person about 165 weight-wise.
And it was comfortable for that trip?
Yes, comfortable. What we typically do, you'd almost be a little bit shoulder to shoulder sometimes, but if the other person's not flying, they can pull the seat back, and then the shoulder's not necessarily, you know, touching edge to edge, so that maybe gives you more range.
Now, my understanding was you were the only LSA on this trip. Can you tell us what other aircraft were being worked together? And while you're at it, people probably want to know, who organized this trip? This wasn't something you organized yourself, right?
Sure. Yeah, I had the good fortune of coming across a group that actually does this kind of air tours called Park West Air Tours, and they're out of Grand Junction, Colorado. And they arranged all the, put together all the routes, as well as the ground transportation and all the lodging. In our case, mostly in the national park, so they took care of all the ground logistics and actually flew with us on the trip. But there was 10 aircraft in total. Two of them were Cessna 210s, a Murphy Moose that had a Russian radial engine, a Beechcraft Bonanza, Beechcraft Sierra, a Turbo Cirrus SR-22, and a standard Cirrus SR-22. And we also had a Piper Dakota, and last but not least, there was a Piper Seneca 5, which is a twin. So it was a lot of other aircraft which were faster than I was.
Well, it was significantly faster and with a lot more payload. How did you handle that when, you know, everyone gets together in the morning? I assume you get together, you have your briefing, but then how do you all end up at the same place at roughly the same time?
Yeah, what the plan was is that I would be sequenced to take off first, and if not, I couldn't accommodate first, I would go try to fly off second. We usually end up flying along, I usually would be passed by everybody over the course of 325 nautical miles on some legs, and sometimes I would usually be landing last, and with maybe 15-20 minutes after the last person landed. So not too bad. We would communicate air to air on the air to air frequency and keep track of where we were with the different waypoints, so we all had a sensation of how we were, you know, passing each other and who was where they were, and make sure we had alternate altitudes so we weren't getting too close to each other.
Well, now, just in the reality of what it was like to take the trip, let's look at the pluses to begin with. What do you consider were the advantages for you? You're flying the light sport, the Sierra. We have other people flying very capable, very comfortable twin engine and single engine aircraft. So, where did you come out on top after the whole trip was done, in your opinion?
Sure. I had probably the best visibility because I had a bubble canopy. The other benefit was there were times we actually flew with the canopy open, which the other aircraft were not able to do. So in some hotter areas, it was quite a bit cooler to fly with the window open. Made it easy to take lots of good pictures too without having to shoot through the canopy, as well as we were also able to burn a lot less fuel. I think I only burned about 120 gallons that entire time, roughly averaging about 4.5 gallons an hour, probably getting about 20 nautical miles to the gallon. So, we basically covered the areas of Utah, Colorado, Nevada, California, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. So we did cover a lot of the
That's
western
pretty
U.S.
good. That's pretty good for you said 120 gallons.
120 gallons, yes.
How did you handle weather along the trip?
Yeah, the Park West folks, the trips they put together are strictly VFR. So if the weather was not going to be stay able to be VFR, they would either change the route or stay an extra day at a location.
Now, what about performance? The Technam Sierra is only 100 horsepower, normally aspirated aircraft, and you're flying in some pretty high terrain. Was that ever an issue?
Yes, I had to be careful with the weight. What I did do was the I had we carried only essential equipment on the actual flight with us, which would be like some flight gear, of course, some food, a little bit of water, first aid kit, and survival gear. And then the one of the Cessna 210s carried our main. Each one of us had a soft-sided piece of luggage that we put in there, of our regular clothes and stuff. So they really helped out by carrying the additional weight beyond just the basics I had to carry. And a lot of times I was carrying full fuel of a little bit over 26 gallons. And at all times, even in the hot, we would take off first thing in the morning, probably at 7 o'clock. I was always able to get at least 300 feet a minute climb, even in those areas. So that was just fine.
As someone who learned to fly in Colorado, actually, 300 feet per minute sometimes is a pretty good day out there. Do you have any advice for anyone who's, either looking at just using a light sport aircraft for some real cross-country travel or trying to select the right aircraft for themselves for some real cross-country travel?
I guess I would just make sure that certain LSAs have like a less of a fuel capacity. So if you are looking at doing distances, as much as 325 nautical miles like we did, you're going to have the kind of extended fuel beyond. Some LSAs only have 15, 17 gallons. That may not work out for your needs unless you're willing to make additional stops. Some of the places where we were, the terrain was not very friendly, and the fact that there was not that many additional airports to stop at along the way. And if I did stop, it would mess up the sequence of the other aircraft because they were going faster and could not have to make a stop. So it was pretty much critical that I was able to make legs as long as 325 nautical miles without having to stop for fuel.
Anything else about the aircraft beyond fuel that people should look for in terms of accommodations or layout in the cabin, anything like that?
I'd make sure that it has at least enough room to carry the amount of luggage you would want to carry. Like this would be the Technam Sierra, in my opinion, is good for like maybe a week at the most, unless you have the ability to have somebody else carry more stuff. But I was able to carry a 35-pound bag in the back when my dad went the other way in the other aircraft. So I flew the aircraft solo with my entire luggage that I had for my 2-week trip with me, and it was able to fit in the back of the aircraft and not be a problem. I wouldn't shy away from an LSA thinking that that wouldn't be able to get the job done.
Terrific. Thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today, Rob.
Very well, thanks.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.